Hey man, welcome back to another podcast, man. I gotta get back consistent with this, but I've been tripping on God. But rest Breonna Taylor killer, rest all these folk killers that be killing the black folks. But let's begin. And Tory Lanez, something wrong with Shotty. On God, something wrong with Shotty. But I'm gonna talk about why we need to start slaving for these 9-to-5 jobs. How these 9-to-5 jobs don't give a fuck about you. But at the same time, we need you to use these 9-to-5 jobs to support our grind, support our hustle, and support whatever we need. Whatever we're trying to accomplish in life. Like, let's say you're trying to start a business or you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to pay for school, something small, like something you need got going on and you need some extra income. You got to have income to do anything in this life. Anything big, regardless. You got to have some type of, unless your business literally needs zero startup costs, but you got to have someone to eat. You got to have someone who got to pay bills and all that stuff. So, I mean, unless you just, you know what I'm saying? You don't got no bills. You got all your food. You got everything taken care of for you. You ain't really got nothing, like nothing at all, then cool. I can understand why you don't need no 9-to-5. You just get started and you got somebody that can support you. But like most of us, like some of us people, you're on your own. You got bills to pay. You still trying to get your business started, trying to get paper school, trying to do anything else you got going on, trying to get a savings account. You need the extra income to start anything, invest in real estate, whatever, clothing, cooking business, like anything. You need money to start whatever you got going on. So you need your 9-to-5 to fuel that, but don't depend on your don't wait, and then you can't quit before either. Wait until your money makes you more money than what you're making at your job. Like whatever business, whatever side hustle you got going on, wait till that makes you more money, or even sometimes 1.5 times, or even 2 times as much money you're making now, so you can know you have something to fall back on. You know it's the right thing to do. Now, if you know your business is going to take off and you willing to take that risk like I am, because I was working 2 jobs, really 3 jobs, but I quit 2 of them because exactly I really want to work on my businesses, get back on my YouTube stuff, get back on my podcast, continue with my delivery service. Speaking of delivery service, you know what I'm saying? Follow Southside Delivery. Follow me on Instagram. Learn about my delivery service if you need that. We're doing food. We do grocery shopping. We do convenience stores. And we do, like, ride share, like Uber, Lyft, and all that stuff. So if you need any type of ride, anything like that, you want to be lazy, you don't feel like leaving the house, you know what I'm saying? You butt naked, you too drunk, you know what I'm saying? Just hit my phone, and I'll come get you, or whatever you need, whatever your service is, we are here for you. But excluding that, we need, use your 9-to-5 to fuel whatever you're trying to do in life. Yes, I know, I hate working 9-to-5. I hate working a job. I hate coming in here every day. But I know these folks paying for school, and I know I need this extra money because I still got to keep a roof over my head, got to keep food on the table, got to, you know what I'm saying, got clothes on my back, you know what I'm saying, and support gas, put gas in my car, and support my clothes. You know, I still need that extra income until one of my businesses can take off for itself. Well, I won't need this extra income. That's why I have so many, try to have so many business ventures where one of them going to blow up eventually where I don't have to work for no one. I don't have to work for someone. We'll work these 9-to-5 jobs. Like, I'm still in school for IT, so I want to go to IT. But I want to do that part-time, have a business in IT, still have a delivery business, still selling clothes, YouTube, podcast, and whatever else. Then invest in, when I get more money, I can start investing for real. I invest very, very minimally, but invest for real estate, you know what I'm saying? Just have a bunch of different, selling cars, have a bunch of different avenues. I've been learning how to cut hair, so like, right now, I'm just using this. The only really thing, the bad thing about 9-to-5 is really wasting time. Like, it's picking up time, effort, energy, and sleep that I could be getting, but it's also fueling everything that I'm doing right now. Once one of my bets, now I'm not going to say once all of them, like, coherent. A lot of people do if they have multiple business. If coherently they all pay the same amount or more, they quit. Well, my plan is as long as if one can pay more than my job, then boom, I'm out of the. Just all I need is one. I don't need all of them to make the same amount or all of them to get rich. As soon as one makes enough, because that's going to be enough for me to have more time into everything else. So once you get to where your goal is, use that. And then it's time. Then go down to part-time. Then once you get out of part-time, because that's the plan. As soon as I get to where halfway close to where I want, I'm going down to part-time so I can focus fully on my other ventures. Then once it's past it, boom, it's over. What's the point? Really, my plan is to quit within a year because that's when I graduate. I was supposed to graduate in 2023, but I turned it down. I'm not waiting that long. I'll be getting no. I'm not waiting 2000. I'm not. I can't work 3 more years working for somebody else. I don't even want to work 2 more months working for somebody else. Well, working for a job that I hate, not actually a job that I actually want to go in and work. But so I said, boom. Okay, graduate next year. Boom. So I get up out of here. Now, as soon as I get where I want to be, I'm probably going out. I'm going to 2 day. I'm going to 1 day a week if I can. As long as I can still, I will go to 1 day a week and come in here 1 day a week for all I care about. Because once I get where I want to be, I don't need this income to support me. It's really just a waste of time at that point. I'm not getting nothing out of it. Once you realize you don't get nothing out of 9 to 5, no point of you staying there. Once you stand there, you're really wasting your time, your effort, your energy, and you losing out on money. You're losing out crucial opportunities to grow in life. So just use your 9 to 5 to grow. And then once you grow, once you get to a regular point that you want to be at, end it. It's over with. But just think, don't bust your butt for this company. Don't do that unless you really just want to. Don't do whatever you need to do to get by every day and make yourself get fired. Whatever benefits you get, make sure you keep that. But as soon as you get where you want, bump them folks, because these folks don't care nothing about you. I swear to God, these folks don't know how much they be in your family. Say you're doing a good job, they do not care about you. They will replace you the next day with somebody brand new. They do not care about you. But hey man, say man, hey man, no mind. Hey man, say man, that's the end of the podcast. All right. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's gonna be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.